Title: Formula for Snare Snap Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes, Advanced. Alright, let's build a snare that snaps like old school jungle, but with modern control. Not just a nice snare, but a snare you can perform with. The whole idea is transient plus harmonics plus controlled length. And the reason this sits in the bass lines category is simple. If your bass is rolling, reessy, or just dense, it will mask the exact frequencies your snare needs to read. So we're going to make a snare rack that can adapt to the bass and arrangement on command. With macros, we are building one audio effect rack on your snare bus with three chains, snap, body, and glue. Then we'll map 8 macros that behave like a formula. And by the end, you'll be able to automate your way from crispy jungle crack to heavier, darker DNB snap without swapping samples every 8 bars. First, set the tempo. Aim for 165 to 172 BPM. If you want classic jungle swing, 165 to 170 is the sweet spot. Now make 3 tracks. One is your snare track, where the raw hit lives. Second is a snare bus, which is what we'll actually process. Group the snare into that bus. Third is a bass bus, where your bass layers are grouped. This matters because one of our macros will literally control how the snare wins against the bass without you having to do a messy EQ war. Next, choose the right starting snare. Don't fight the source. Grab something 909-ish or a clean resampled break snare, amen or think style, but not a messy 2-bar loop snare that's already full of cymbal junk. You want a fast transient as a starting point. On the snare track itself, do quick prep. Add EQ 8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, just to clear rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip in the 250 to 450 Hz area helps. Then add drum bus. Keep boom off most of the time, because we'll manage weight in the rack. Drive around 3 to 8%, and transient anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how soft your sample is. Then route into the snare bus. Now we build the main rack. On the snare bus, drop an audio effect rack. Create 3 chains. Snap, body, and glue. Think of it like this. Snap is the crack you hear on tiny speakers. Body is the chest hit that keeps the snare feeling real in a club. Glue is that's on a record finishing layer that keeps peak stable and adds a tiny room stamp. Let's do the snap chain first. The crack layer. Device 1 is EQ 8. High pass aggressively, around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. 24 dB slope. Yes, that high. We're isolating the crack and letting the body live elsewhere. Then, optionally, add a small bell boost around 6 to 9 kHz, like plus 1 to plus 4 dB, just for that TSS edge. Device 2 is Transient Shaper, stock in Live 12. Set attack somewhere around plus 30 to plus 70. Then pull sustain down, minus 10 to minus 40. The goal is forward attack, short tail. That's a massive part of the jungle feel. The snare speaks fast. Doesn't hang around. Device 3 is saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive about 2 to 10 dB. And then compensate output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. The point is harmonic bite, not volume. Device 4 is optional but vary that era. Gate. Set it so it chops the tail. Fast return. Hold around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 30 to 90 milliseconds. This is that old sampled snip, where the snare is like a burst of energy, not a long wash. Now the body chain. This is where you keep the snare from sounding like a tick. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. If you need chest, try a gentle boost around 180 to 240 Hz. If it honks, dip around 350 to 600 Hz. Then drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6%. Transient plus 5 to plus 15. And if it's harsh, pull damp slightly down. Then glue compressor. Attack about 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not smashing it. You're just making the body consistent so it doesn't disappear when the break and bass get busy. Now the glue chain, the final control and vibe. Put roar here, stock device. Try tape or overdrive. Keep drive low, like 1 to 10%. And tone slightly dark. Old school isn't ultra sheen, and the moment you chase shiny highs, you start drifting into modern EDM snare. Not jungle. After that, a limiter. Ceiling around minus 0.8 to minus 1.0 dB. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of reduction on the hardest hits. This is peak control, not destruction. If you kill the transient here, you kill the point of the whole rack. Then hybrid reverb. Very subtle. Room or short plate. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb above 400 Hz so you're not fogging the low mids. Mix around 3 to 10%. This is not reverb on a snare. This is an air pocket so the snare feels like it has a space around it. Cool. Now the power move. Macros. Before you map anything, coach note. Calibrate this rack like an instrument, not a preset. Get a neutral starting point where it already works inside your loop, with bass and breaks playing. Then map macro ranges so the first half of each macro is actually usable and subtle, like 0 to 40%. And the top end, like 60 to 100, is for statement moments and fills. This prevents your macros from feeling like on-off switches. Macro 1 is snap amount. This is your crack fader, but smarter. Map it to the snap chain volume, the transient shaper attack in the snap chain, and the saturator drive in the snap chain. For ranges, you can do snap chain volume from minus infinity to 0 dB, or if you want safer control, minus 18 to 0. Attack from plus 20 to plus 70. Drive from 2 to 10 dB. Teacher tip. Gain stage this so your snap peaks stay fairly consistent even when drive changes. If the macro just gets louder, you'll automate loudness, not character. The goal is shape and tone. Macro 2 is snap tone. Map it to that EQ bell gain around 7 to 9 kHz, maybe 0 to plus 5 dB. Optionally map the snap high pass frequency too, from 2.5k up to 4.5k. You can also map saturation, color or roar tone if you want. This macro is how you decide. Do you want the crack wider and brighter, or tighter and more knife-like? Macro 3 is snap length. Map it to gate release, if you used a gate, and to the transient shaper sustain. Gate release may be 30 milliseconds up to 120. Sustain from minus 40 up to minus 5. This is the difference between a jungle snip and a slightly ringing DNB hit. And it's also your anti-smear control when the break gets busy. Macro 4 is body punch. Map it to drum bus transient on the body chain, the glue compressor threshold on the body chain with a subtle range, and the body chain volume with a tiny range. Think, transient plus 5 to plus 20. Glue threshold just enough to get 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction at most. Chain volume around minus 3 to plus 1. This macro keeps the snare punching when the bass is huge, without needing to turn the whole snare up. Macro 5 is body weight. Map it to a low bell gain, like 200 Hz. Maybe minus 2 to plus 4 dB. Optionally map the body chain high pass from 120 up to 200 Hz. This is where you make room for subheady bass lines, or add chest and sparse sections. If your drop has a massive sub, you often want less body weight so the snare doesn't fight the bass fundamental. Macro 6 is crush or grit. Map it to roar drive on the glue chain, or saturator drive if you're using that instead. Optionally also map drum bus drive. Keep it controlled. This is not destroy the snare. It's add density and attitude. Great for drop B, or for that slightly rugged, late 90s, been through a mixer vibe. Macro 7 is space. Map it to hybrid reverb dry wet, 0 to 12%, and decay, maybe 0.3 to 1.2 seconds. Classic move, more space in intros, less in drops. And because your pre-delay is set, it won't smear the transient as much. It'll feel like the snare has its own pocket. Macro 8 is bass duck. And this is the bassline category secret weapon. Option A, on the bass bus, add a compressor. Sidechain input is the snare bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 0.1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of duck on snare hits. Map macro A to compressor threshold, and optionally release. Option B, more surgical. Use multiband dynamics on the bass bus, and only compress the midband, roughly 200 Hz to 2.5 kHz, sidechained from the snare bus. Keep the sub steadier. Why this matters? You can make the snare read louder without boosting harsh highs. You're carving a momentary hole in the bass exactly where the snap needs to speak. Now, extra performance coaching. Macro relationships. The most jungle control is not just more snap. It's more snap while getting out of the way elsewhere. So here's a slick mapping idea. When snap amount rises, also map a tiny cut in the body chain around 300 to 500 Hz and maybe slightly reduce space. That way, pushing snap feels harder and tighter, not just brighter and louder. Next, micro timing. This is huge. Sometimes the snap layer feels like it's glued on top rather than part of the snare. Old breaks often have the crack just slightly early relative to the body. So try nudging your snap earlier by 5 to 20 samples. Not milliseconds, samples. You can do this using track delay on a duplicate, or by resampling and shifting. It's a tiny move that can make the snare feel instantly more authentic. Also check mono early. that crack and vanish on small speakers if it's too wide or facey. Temporarily put a utility at the very end of the rack and hit mono while you dial in the snap. If it disappears, tighten your processing and be careful with a stereo widening. Once it reads in mono, you can go back to normal. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where old school actually comes alive. You're going to automate macros like you're DJing your own mix. In the intro, like 16 to 32 bars, keep snap amount low to mid, bass a bit higher, body weight moderate, crush low, let the track breathe. At the drop, push snap amount high, shorten snap length, increase bass duck a bit so the crack lands without you cranking top end, and reduce space to keep it tight. That tightness is part of why the drop feels like it hits harder. For drop B or a variation, increase crush slightly, add a tiny snap tone lift, and if the bass gets busier, reduce body weight a touch. That's mix as arrangement. You're creating motion with tone and density, not just adding more elements. For fills, you've got choices. You can raise snap length and space just a touch for a whip effect, or do the opposite. Super short snap and almost no room for machine gun tightness. That contrast is what makes a fill feel intentional. Now a couple advanced variations if you want to go further. One is the two-stage snap. Crack plus spit. Add a second snap chain, call it spit. High pass it at 6 to 8 kHz. Add saturator, soft clip, and a very short room in hybrid reverb, like 0.2 to 0.4 seconds. Then map a macro to crossfade between snap and spit using the chain selector. Low macro equals more lower snap, like 5 to 7 kHz knife. High macro equals more ultra high spit, like 8 to 12 kHz spray. This is an instant era switch.